This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. We're in program 3 of a 5-program series that I'm calling Managing Depression After Counseling, or The Story of Scott. Scott is a friend of mine who went through some intensive counseling, and a year later has been talking to me and telling me about some of the struggles that he's been having after counseling. Is there depression after counseling? You betcha. But it's not the end of the world. Based on my conversations with Scott, I've developed 5 major points for these 5 programs. The first one was overextended and underprepared. That's how he was feeling. The second program was transparency and vulnerability. In other words, he's talked about things when things were going well. Now things aren't going quite so well, and he feels like he's been kind of dishonest. The third one, which is today's program, is the battle with pills, which looks at medication. Next week's program, is this a trough or is it the valley of despair, looks at the question, how do I know if I'm going into another deep depression? And the final program is called Scheduling Healing Times, Taking Care of Yourself. Today is a big program, or I should say it's a same size program but with a big topic, and that is medication, the battle with the pills. Scott, like most people who are treated for depression, and it really is most people, sees a standard treatment of depression as being a combination of therapy and medication. So Scott, like everyone else, or like most everyone else, ended up being given some antidepressant medication. I'm not sure of everything he had. Most of the time, people have something to do with the depression, and something for sleeping, and maybe some other things. Perhaps he had some of those. He took those pills, and they made a big difference. Now, the problem was that where Scott works is not a place where you can get medication the same way you can get it here in the U.S. And so he came to a point where he ran out because of one reason or the other. I'm not sure why. And it was very difficult to get one particular medication. Well, at that point, he was feeling very good. And so he decided to just stay off the meds. Some medications are very unforgiving. If you go off, you have all kinds of side effects, and others aren't. Evidently, he didn't notice that there were any big problems for him, but what he discovered after a number of months is that he had started on a downward spiral. It was so slight, he didn't see it at first. And so, Scott, as we look at today, I want to speak directly to the issue of medication. I'm on a daily medication. My medication is for a condition that is probably made worse by psychological issues, but also has a very physiological part. And that's a medication that I take for my stomach. I am possibly pre-ulcer. I'm not proud of that. As a matter of fact, I think it's a little bit of embarrassment when I think about it. But I've been taking this stuff for years, and I'll probably keep taking it for the foreseeable future. I'm not asking when it's going to be over. I came to a point when I said, you know what? I quit taking it for a couple of days, and I hurt. I don't like to hurt normally, so I just keep taking it. Now, what that says to me is that my battle with pills is pretty much over. Would I like to be over the pills and not take them? Sure. But right now, I know that I need them. My doctors tell me I need them, and I keep getting them refilled because when they come up for it, I still can be in pain. I'm fairly open about it with people. I don't necessarily tell everybody sometimes because I've just forgotten about it. I forget that every night I take a pill. But then when I think about my time with you, Scott, this came to my head. I have my own little thing that I've had to make peace with, and I forget about that. I'm going to suggest to you now, Scott, that the antidepressant medication that you're taking is no different. It's there to help you. It's related to a psychological issue with physiological issues. We can't sort them out completely. And it helps you to be effective and live well without pain. If we can take that and put all the attitudes about needing the crutch or everything away, I think we'll deal much better with it. It's a fight, though, because I think the next time you run out of meds, you're going to be wanting to say, well, I don't need them anymore. The problem is, we're not always the best judge of that when we're feeling well. when the medication is working and when it's at its proper dose. Indeed, a common problem with people on medication is that they stop. Probably at one time or another, many people in similar situations to you, Scott, do exactly the same thing, and so you experiment with it. Now, I never think it's a good idea to experiment without your doctor knowing, but it is useful to dialogue with your doctor and say, is there a way to go to a lower dosage? Indeed, most physicians manage it that way and will gradually taper off some of those medications. That's the thing that probably makes the biggest difference if you really try and you're one of those people who can manage it without medication. You can go off if you do it under a physician's supervision and if you do it in a very careful way by tapering the dosages. Now, if you didn't do it this way, that means you're horrible, right? No, it doesn't mean you're horrible. It means you're like all of us. It just so happens that I would do that if I could, Scott, but I have tremendous pain if I stay off my medication for a couple of days. I have to get alternative medications if I forget my medication at home when I'm on a trip. I've done that. So it's just that I happen to have a very much stronger incentive called major pain that keeps me going. So what do we do now? Well, you start over. You get back on the medication. You talk with your physician first, of course, and you process to where you were, and if you're going to be trying getting off of it later, you have to do it under the supervision of your physician. I can't emphasize that enough. I'm not saying that you're a bad person because you didn't do that, because we all try that. But really, the best way to do things is under the supervision of a physician. Also, ask yourself, why am I fighting this now? Did someone say something to me? I find that I get more vulnerable when it feels like I'm being evaluated or judged by people. Perhaps, Scott, some of this went on. Maybe someone said, gee, it's too bad you're on medication. You shouldn't be. If you really were in charge of your life or victorious, you would not be on medication. That's a common theme, particularly in church-related circles. We tell ourselves this, and I think that's just not true. I think it's very inappropriate for somebody to suggest this to someone else, especially if they don't have that condition. So, if somebody might have said something and you're thinking about it, or it's just lies you're telling yourself, once again, you're going to possibly create significant difficulties for yourself in the long run. As you work through this, don't believe that stuff. I know it's hard, and we don't like to be on medication, but there is a purpose for everything, and maybe for this point in time in your life, you're going to have to deal with this and be on this medication. How long are you going to be on this? Somebody's going to ask. I don't know, but that's not an issue for me, is what you could say. The issue is that I'm on it now, and I'm feeling good, and I'm going to keep on it until it becomes appropriate and obvious that I should be off of it. And that's a decision that I'm going to make in concert with my spouse, my significant accountability people, my physician, and all of them together, because if I don't involve my team around me, I'm asking for trouble. So, Scott, did you fail? No, you didn't fail. You're just like all of us. It's just one more thing to pick up and get going again. Hang in there. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media, and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.